Welcome to Words of Light with Jim, sponsored by All My Relations in Indianapolis, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths.
Well, let's go to something else that could pop up, is somebody predicts something and it doesn't happen. What's that thing called? Free will. Years ago, when I first started reading, after I started reading in this business, a lady came to me and I said, you're going to probably take a trip to California or out west. I don't know, because I was, you know, I was still pretty new at this stuff. I wasn't sure, and I just kind of said, I feel like you're heading west. Nope, I'm not going anywhere this year. This lady was single and she lived by herself and didn't have a lot of money. And she had no reason to go to California. So it was black and white, I ain't going. Okay, well, come to find out, after I gave her this reading, about 2 to 3 weeks later, a friend of hers called her up and said, honey, can you take off 2 weeks and go to California with me? I need somebody to share driving time. We'll take my car, but you will have to pay for your own lunch and take vacation to go. Lady said, well, let me think about it. Nope, I don't want to take vacation to go to California. And I she didn't want to spend any money to do that. Free will. The offer was still there. Does that make sense? So the lady's thinking was already put out there that, hey, I'm going to call so-and-so, whatever her name was, you know, they call her Martha, and say, I think I'm going to invite Martha to go. Let me think about this a little bit longer. But at least the thought was now put out there. And that's what I was picking up, if you want to call that, the ether thought. Not the response, but the thought that was sent out to her, I'm inviting you to go to California. Free will said, I ain't going. So she didn't go. Was I wrong? No. I wasn't wrong. She was offered it. So keep that in mind. A lot of your predictions will not come to pass, or sometimes are delayed. I've had people say, well, it didn't happen when you said, but it happened 6 months later. You can get time frames off kilter or something called free will again. Does that make sense so far? So again, if you get another good example of, we'll call it getting a gray or black and white or sort of gray zone feeling, and a lady gets pregnant and they say, what am I going to have, a boy or a girl? Well, we got a 50-50 chance, right? Can't be too far off, right? And I'll say, I think it's a girl. So they go in and have the ultrasound, comes back as a boy. What does that mean? That means the boy is going to be very balanced. He's going to have a lot of feminine aspects of himself because he's going to be soft and gentle, be compassionate, like a caregiver. Now, if it's reversed, usually the girl is going to be very athletic and very sports-minded because the masculine side is coming out of her. So you can get the wrong sex, if you want to call it, but not the energy. The energy is what you're picking up. Okay? Does that make sense? All right. So part of learning, again, like energy, we'll do a little quick thing with that here tonight about just feeling some energy. And again, just if you want to say, check a person's energy field around them. We don't have to even call it healing. It's just finding out and sensing energy. Let's say everybody remembers the story of when Jesus walked into a room. Everybody knew he walked into the room. It was his energy. They felt it. They could. What does that mean? It felt something powerful, enlightening. What was that feeling? Until you experience it, it's very difficult to put in words. Does that make sense? It doesn't always have to equate to your, I got it all figured out. This is living your life and experiencing the feeling. You have to learn to experience feeling. That's what sets humans so different from a lot of the other creatures in the universe, is they work on a very high intelligent basis, whereas you as a human function more on an emotional basis. You are given that upon your arrival on the planet, emotions. And do they stay with you? Yes, they do. When they say, when you die, you can't take anything with you, that's not true. You take all your memories of this lifetime, your experiences and all the, let's say, negative feelings or bad feelings with you when you cross over. And if you call the good ones, go with you too. And of course, being opened up, it generally entitles us to be, let's say, a medium, which represents talking to those that are deceased or dead, if you want to use a word, another term, whatever. So remember, a lot of times that's one of the big factors people want to know, who's in the room with you. Everybody has spiritual guidance. There is nobody that's walking this planet doesn't have, unless you tell them all to get lost. Can't declare that one. I would not advise that. You can send every one of your guides packing, and I would not advise it, because their job is to listen to what you request. So don't send them all packing. Just the ones, just again, if you're of the light, you're welcome to stay. Everybody that you were born with is of the light. You have five guides, One is we call your doctor teacher, which is your main guide that is to keep you on your spiritual path that says, what did I sign up for? Everybody picked a spiritual path that they agreed to follow in this lifetime. And that means you have agreed to do certain things, and that guide is to keep you on that particular path. They didn't pick it, you did. All they're doing is agreeing or adhering to what you agreed to do. That's why they call them doctor teacher, which is like the superintendent of the school, called the principal. Their job is to keep you on your studies. And they're very intelligent. They've been in human form. They understand what it is to be human. They have to, because you're going through a human experience. All right, now I'm going to touch real quickly on, we'll call it real higher evolved spiritual beings. We'll call them angels or some other entities. They can come to you and talk or communicate with you as well. But their energies will feel extremely different to you than we'll call your spirit guides, okay? It's just a sensation of learning how to feel energy. That's very important that, again, if you're not sure, back to real simple. If you're the light, you're welcome to stay. Just plan outside. You're welcome to stay. If not, be gone. And they have to leave you if they're not of the light. It's that simple. So don't forget that one real basic simple rule. If you're not sure, just ask them. You must be of the light to stay. If not, be gone. They have to leave. They have to. You're in charge.
You know, when it's angel form.
You will in time, honey. Just think of it. Remember, in a bigger cycle, you guys are just beginning on this feeling the energy business, I call it, on that level. Don't think you're going to get it all figured out tonight.
Okay?
It's taken me, I've been in this for 23 years, honey, and I'm still learning, as I tell people. I'm not kidding. It's funny how Spirit gave it to me like in increments. Call it, okay, Jim's ready for another layer of something on a sandwich. Call it, throw some lettuce, no cheese, pickles, onions, whatever. And all of it comes in time. That's the coolest thing about this. Remember, I'm intentionally allowing myself to grow at the pace that benefits me the most for my highest and best. And some of us are not quite ready to rocket to the moon. Some of us need it nice and slow. Others, I don't advise taking off like a rocket. Take off gently. People I've seen have crash landings after taking off too fast. They do. Because it gets overload. It's a lot of stuff to deal with. Okay, your second guide, remember, your doctor teacher is your principal, as I call it. They are very intelligent. And the reason they get called doctors, because not from a medical standpoint, from an intelligence standpoint. They're very intelligent beings. They know mentally, and they understand what it is to be a human being. They have to. Very important. Everybody said, well, who is my protector? It could be in a form of a Native American, or sometimes like I call it Eastern warrior, like somebody that would look like he's from Japan or China. It's just the way it is. Don't ask me why, but that's the way they come in usually to you. But their job is to make sure. For instance, if you agreed to, let's say, cut your finger, cancel, clear that, then they're not going to stop you from cutting your finger. Understand, they're not going to stop that. But if they're to avoid something that you did not agree to and you weren't being stupid, for instance, Nico says, well, I'm going to test my guides to protect me. I'll step in front of this moving train. They ain't going to derail the train for Nico. They're not going to do that. Cancel, clear that. You understand what I'm saying? If you be stupid, they're going to let you be stupid. Okay? They're not going to stop you from stupidity. If you got pushed in front of the train somehow they're going to save you. It's just, call it your miracle. It's just going to happen, Nico. I've seen it. I was driving the road twice, I can remember, where it felt like my car literally got picked up and moved over to avoid an accident. I was going to hit him for sure. There's no way. It didn't happen. I just said thank you. That's all I could say. I kept feeling thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so that's your protector guide, is to make sure you're going to basically not get yourself into a pickle that you did not agree to get into, physically speaking, okay? All right, your other is a philosopher, which is everybody thinks a lot, don't you? Most of us do. And this is a way to put it in your own philosophy to be able to express that. Has anybody ever found it difficult to say what they wanted to say? Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, you got these thoughts and you think, how can I put it so somebody else can understand it, okay? And because they're your thoughts, and they become very personal to you. Well, that's my thought. I shouldn't have to share that with you. But somebody says, well, what is your thought about that? I've run into predicaments. If I told you, you probably wouldn't understand, because in their thinking, let's say, something in a box. Call it religion. So for us to open up and say, well, what's your thought on what happens after you die? I could give them my viewpoint, but that doesn't mean they're going to like to hear what I just said. But I could still say it maybe in a way they could accept it. So your philosopher is there to help you with that, to say it in a form that maybe they can accept it. So ask your guides. Remember, you can ask your guides. You can eat Nico if you want to. All right. There's no hard-nosed stuff in this class. So just. And as you trust your philosopher, your mental aspects of what how to express it, ask them for help and guidance. Ask your protector. If I'm going to go out into a, let's say, a neighborhood that I'm not real secure with, or I'm going on a trip, thank you for being with us on this journey. Amen. Protection. And you can say thank you. It's done. Back to your philosopher. If you're going to space, how am I going to convey this to other people? I want to say it in the most loving way I can, that they can accept it. And sometimes the words will just come out of your mouth. You say, well, I know I tell them more, but why am I giving it just like buttered up, as I called, watered down milk? Because that's all they can handle. They couldn't handle blunt force, whatever you call it, the way it really is. Because if you give it to them full force, they may turn you off completely. Like, oh, I don't want to hear that. And they'll shut you off. Have you ever seen anybody do that? I had a cousin I was talking to one day, and I said, God's in this table. I was sitting next to an end table made out of wood. I said, God's in this end table. That's it. I can't talk to you anymore. He was done. I'm serious. He just threw up his hands, and we were done. So I thought, okay, he's done. He could not accept that God was in that table. That was it. He was done. Okay, so he's not in that table. So where's God in your life? I figured there's no use even talking to him anymore because, yeah, I put him on overload. Make sense? So back to your philosopher, ask for guidance. If you, particularly if Nico has to go to some meeting or say something, ask for some guidance before you show up. Okay? They'll help you. Go ahead.
It reminds me of this show I used to watch, this array of all these characters. Like one of them was Hercules and like all these, you know, these heroes. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got you.
So it kind of reminds me of that, you know, like before he was going to do something, he would consult them and get their help or, you know.
Sure. Well, see already, think of it, a lot of the things that you're seeing on television are actually things that have come to these people from spirit. Call it your imagination, Nico, okay? Why do I get visions of stuff, and I usually can relate to things like particularly past life stuff. I can tell you almost everybody can understand when we start to address those things. Like, how can this pop up out of, like one lady come in today, and she said, well, you just told me something that two other readers told me the same thing, that she had died in a previous life in a car accident with somebody. And that's what I told her. You know, the same thing. Well, how can we all pick up the same information? There must be a connection. Back to trust and believe what you get. Don't blow it off. If it doesn't fit, just tell them, let it go. I don't sell anybody. Heather can tell you one a good example of the lady that I told was pregnant, and she said, no, I'm not. Okay, we're moving on. I didn't argue with her. 2 weeks later, she comes in the store and says to Heather,
he said I was pregnant, and I told him I'm not. I just left the doctor's office. I'm pregnant.
And I remind everybody, I had nothing to do with that. She did it before she would ever come in here. That's why I knew she was
pregnant.
Well, see, that's what I said. If they're not going to agree with you, don't sit there and argue with them. It's stupid. Just move on. I'm not telling you on anything. I'm telling you what I'm getting. And it's not the first person that I told something they couldn't accept. Trust me. All right? It's not going to be the last, probably, either. Not my job. All right, now, we're talking about the guys who went to our philosopher, our protector, our doctor, teacher. Now, you have a joy guide. Now, you think, what the hell is my joy guide supposed to do? Think of it. Who knows how to really have fun in life? You know who knows how to have fun? Your younger personality, your younger self. That's why a joy guide comes in as usually a younger person, sometimes an 8, 12, 14, 15-year-old person, and they can come as a man or a woman because it depends what you need to have in your life, who will spark more play in you. And that's what the guides do. Their job is to inspire us to look for fun, to lighten up our load. That's all they do. They don't make you have fun. They encourage you. Hey, come on, let's go out and let's go for a little walk around the park. How could that be fun? Well, you just never know who you might run into or what you might see. You know, stop, watch the squirrels chase each other up a tree and down around and, hey, that was funny. Or somebody comes by walking their dog and they wind up having a little chat with them and think, hey, they just brightened up my day a little bit. You know, I got to pet the dog and we talked a little bit about something. Boom, who knows? See how your joy kite can throw little curves at you. They don't always have to be wild, crazy parties, if you want to call it. Their job is to lighten up your life. So again, usually they come across as younger individuals. That's my experience. I've never seen an older person be a guide yet in the joy department. Not that they can't, because technically they can come in at any age they want to. But they want to make sure there's that playful side of you to come out, okay? And finally, what? There's your alchemist. Alchemist is to help you with your body to keep it in a chemical imbalance situation. That's why they look at, let's say, if you needed to eat certain foods that maybe you were lacking, eat more bananas, Nico. Come on, let's get another banana. And Nico says, I'm ready eating one a day. Maybe you need two for some reason for today. And they might encourage you to have that second banana. They're looking to keep your chemistry in balance. That's their job. Now, remember, you can sign up for situations like to have, an ill health, can't declare that, but I'm saying you could. Wanda would be a good example. My wife passed over. She had a lot of physical challenges in her life. Why? Because that was her journey. Because she was to always be in balance? No. She was allergic to a lot of things, like taking certain pills, or she just couldn't handle them. That was her journey. So don't overthink that, well, why is somebody healthy and never have issues and somebody that's sick all the time? That could be in your contract. But your chemist, your alchemist, is to keep you as reasonably in balance and harmony physically. All right? Any questions so far? All this making sense so far? Well, you got your five basics there, Nico. Okay. All right. Now, remember, you can have many, many guides. There is no limit. Those are just the five that you get signed on a regular basis. I'll put it this way. That was what I was taught. Now, if you don't accept that, that's fine. I'm not going to argue with you. Understood? If you believe you have one guide and that's it, then that's your belief. I'm okay with that. Honestly, I'm not making anybody believe my way. Just like they didn't make me believe what they were telling me. They left it open for me to decide. And that's what you need to back to trusting whatever is inside of you personally. If you feel that you can only live or handle one guide or two or three, that's fine. Nico, sometimes you will get spiritual guidance on a complete stranger, somebody that you said, well, who's in this room with me? And I'll say, yes, a guy that was a retired plumber. He passed away, and he was one of the greatest plumbers on the planet at the time when he died. But I don't know this guy, do I? No, you don't. But what the hell is he doing here? Well, you probably got a plumbing job to do at home. He's going to be there to help you. You get guidance. I've asked for guidance already. I didn't, how do I get an answer? Ask, call him in. I have the power to do that? You bet your boots. It's like dialing up the telephone. Can I call the Ace Hardware shop and find out if they got any plumbing supplies and anybody know how to plug wires together or something, you know?
So how do you call them in?
Tell them. I'm looking for some help right now. Could you please? Thank you for sending a person that would understand electricity and give me some guidance. Thank you. So be it. Mm-hmm. It's done. It's that simple. It's no different than calling up your neighbor and saying, hey, buddy, you know how to plug a wire into an outlet, don't you? Yeah, well, can you come over here and show me how? You'll come over and do it. Okay, again, don't be stupid. I mean, you understand what I'm saying. Don't be just calling in them to do something for you. Like, could you cook breakfast for me? I just lay in bed here. Really? They're not going to cook breakfast for you? Don't think so. You say, well, could you send somebody over? Well, call up your friend to come over and fix you breakfast. What is the spirit world is to give you guidance. They don't do it for you. They only suggest. They kind of guide your hand, if you want to use the term. For instance, I was sitting at a traffic light just down the road here, and it was going to come up on Rockville Road one day. The light turned green for me, and I heard the word, wait. Okay, so I waited, and pretty soon, here comes a big semi, and this boy is running 50 miles an hour, running through a red light, absolutely bigger than red. I've been sitting there probably at least 5 seconds in green, and he still comes to the intersection. I listened to the word wait. I didn't argue with him. I didn't say, well, what's the deal here, you know? I just said, wait, okay, I'll wait. Listen, if you want to argue with him, guarantee you, you will lose. You will lose every time. Two times that I lost, a mower freeze up on me because they told me, mow your own lawn first. I said, no, I'm going to mow my neighbor's lawn first. I got adamant. Guess what? They fixed me. The mower froze up in 5 minutes after I said no. Next time, I was driving down the road, coming home from Michigan, and I was driving through small town America, farmland, and they told me to turn left at the next intersection. And I said, no, I'm tired. I want to go home. There was no reason for me to turn left at that intersection, no logical reason. So guess what? I passed the intersection. 5 minutes later, the police have now pulled me over to the side road. True story. I got the message. As soon as I saw the cop, I said, I got it. I'm not listening. I said, no, and now you're teaching me the lesson. That's when they make it that adamant. Again, I've had experience going to the grocery store. They told me, leave the store. I don't want to. Everything I need is in this grocery store. I don't need to leave it. Leave the store. After I heard the second time, I said, okay, I'm leaving. I'm mad. I am mad, mind you, but I left the store. Go down the store to Michael Myers, walk in the store, in 5 minutes, I'm now meeting a woman that I've been wanting to talk to business-wise, and she said, I never shopped this store ever. I'm in here for the first time. What's the chance of this happening again? It's not possible. I'm listening to what my guides tell me, and I'm not sure who told me. All I know is thank you. And when I say I heard it, I'm not lying. It would be no different than you're hearing my voice right now. There is like an inner knowing. This was an external voice talking to me. Make no mistake. You don't want to ignore that voice. If you hear what I call a voice tell you, you better listen up.
Thank you for listening to Words of Light with Jim. Come check out All My Relations in Indianapolis or go online to allmyrelationsindy.com, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths. Words of Light with Jim, spreading light for your spiritual journey.